Members and guests, please rise for the invocation by Representative Brewster and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Our Heavenly Father, we're grateful for the opportunity we have to serve. We're grateful for our blessings. Help us have a safe day and a happy day. Hope we do good things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The clerk will take the roll.
Mr. Speaker, 94 members are present. Representatives Butcher, Kazmaier, Running Wolf, Weatherwax, C. Hinkle, and Essman are excused.
A quorum is present and the House is ready for business. Are there any introductions? Representative Etchart.
Mr. Speaker, I request to be off the record and out of the journal for the purposes of an introduction.
So ordered.
Members of the body, I would like to introduce to you my best friend, Amber Neese from Billings, my daughter Jackie Etchart, and my son Joe Etchart.
Welcome to the House. Representative Laura Smith.
Oh, just getting heavier. I'd request to be off the record and out of the journal for purposes of an introduction.
So ordered.
Members. This is my, she likes to remind me, she is my firstborn daughter. Her name is?
Clara.
Clara.
Welcome to the House. Representative Frazier.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to be off the record and out of the journal for the purpose of an introduction.
So ordered.
Mr. Speaker, members of the body, yesterday I had my lovely girlfriend Justine and her daughter Amelia here, and today joining us is my youngest son Leland.
Welcome to the House. Representative Sprunger.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I wish to be on the record and in the journal for the purposes of an announcement.
So ordered.
You and I share a common team, and that common team from Flathead County, the ladies team, is in the championship tonight in Butte, and I just want to wish them good luck. Thank you.
Good luck, Bravettes. Representative Sullivan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd be off the record now to the journal for an invitation.
So ordered.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I failed last week to tell folks where the and when the American Irish Legislators Caucus lunch is. It is at noon on Monday in the old Supreme Court chamber. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Majority Leader Vinton.
Mr. Speaker, I request to be off the record and out of the journal for the purposes of an introduction.
So ordered.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, if you haven't met him yet, Jake Vinton is in the House.
Welcome to the House. Representative Konauer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I'd like to be off and out for an introduction as well.
So ordered.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to introduce everyone to the apple of my eye. This is Matthew, my grandson, who is 9 years old.
Welcome to the House. Representative Konauer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I would like to be on the record and on the journal to thank our pages today. Vanessa was called in sick today, and we've got John Goodwin, so we'd like to thank them for coming. Just
thank
for these
you,
short
pages.
Days.
See, no more introductions. Order business number one, communications and petitions.
None, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number two, reports of standing committees.
None, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number three, reports of select committees.
None, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number four, messages from the Senate.
None, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number five, messages from the governor.
None, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number six, first reading commitment of bills.
Mr. Speaker, Senate Bills 3 and 4, 16, 24, 27, 36, 38, 46, 54, 64, 65, 68, 73, 81, 96, 105, 106, 115, 116, 119, 123, 133, 138, 149, 151, 154, 155, 158, 159, 162, 166, 167, 170, 171, 173, 177, 179, 181, 184, and 195 have been read first time and referred to committee. All are posted. That is all, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number 7, second reading of bills. Majority Leader Vinton.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House resolve itself into a committee of the whole for consideration of business on second reading.
All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, no. And the ayes have it. And I appoint Representative Yakovich, chair of the committee of the whole for the day.
Members of the committee will please be in order. Members of the committee, you have before you, for your consideration, House Bill 55. What is your pleasure, Representative Logie? Oh, the clerk will read the title of the bill.
Mr. Chair, House Bill number 55, introduced by Logie, a bill for an act entitled, An Act Establishing a Tax on Electric Vehicle Charging Stations, Providing for Department of Labor and Industry Inspection, Providing Rulemaking Authority, Providing for Installation of Electric Meters and the Remittance of Taxes, Reducing Additional Electric Vehicle Registration Fees for Montana Residents when the tax on charging goes into effect, Providing Definitions, Amending Sections, and Providing an Immediate Effective Date. Mr. Chair.
What is your pleasure, Representative Logie?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report, after having had under consideration House Bill 55, that it recommend the same do pass.
Representative Logie.
Mr. Chair and body, we saw this bill a few weeks ago, and we hear the statement that Probst gave it a haircut. They actually shaved this one. And what they did, they took away the fiscal note by changing what's going on in the bill. There was a pretty high fiscal note for some paperwork that was going to have to happen. And what this bill does, it adds a 3 cent per kilowatt tax on the electric vehicles at the charging stations. But the means of collection has changed after going through Probst. And installation of a meter, an electric meter, at each of the charging stations, whether they have four charging pumps, one, the electric meter is paid for by the vendor. The meter is read as they send their bill to the vendor. They can also charge their rate, so they can actually get within this bill. They'll be able to make a profit on the electricity, but also 3 cents of that, or I should say 2.75 cents of that, would go into the Montana Department of Transportation, into the gas tax. And there are some dates associated in this because the chargers, there are different size chargers and called legacy chargers. They will go into effect a little bit later date because their capabilities are not the same as the fast chargers. So basically what happens, this bill just got streamlined a little bit, and I would ask for a due pass, and it's 3 cent kilowatt charge on electric cars at the charging station. Thank you.
Is there a discussion? Representative Fitzpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I ended up with the responsibility of providing the haircut to House Bill 55 down in Probst, and so I'll take a little bit more time to explain what happened. When the bill came across the floor a couple of weeks ago, it had a fairly complicated structure for collecting the tax. First, it set the point of tax collection at the electric charging station, and that immediately created a problem because many of the charging stations that are currently in existence do not have metering equipment, and it may be several years before they are at that state. Second, it contained a refund mechanism where people that had electric charge could get a receipt off the meter and then submit it to the Department of Transportation for a refund. That, however, was complicated by the fact that so many charging stations don't have metering equipment. Third, there was a big section in the bill calling for testing of the equipment, very similar to what you would do with a gas pump, but with electrical equipment, that's generally not needed. So the Appropriation Committee restructured the bill. The first thing that it did was that it required that as of July 1st of this year, all new charging stations have to have an electric meter which is dedicated to the charging station. Now, you don't have to have one meter per charging station. You can have one meter that will serve several charging stations. And meters are not particularly expensive. I put one in last year for about $1,500. But it'll be more expensive if you use a bigger amperage service. But by doing that, you basically create the opportunity to then tax at the electric meter rather than tax at the charging station. Secondly, the refund mechanism was essentially eliminated. And the thinking was is that it's not going to be, it's a lot of work, it's a lot of administrative costs, but it's not that much of an effect on the actual taxpayer. Think of it in terms of the bed tax. You don't pay the bed tax when you stay at home. You don't pay the bed tax if you come to Helen and rent an apartment. You pay the bed tax a few times a year when you go travel someplace out of town and spend a night or two. And the committee thought that, you know, that wasn't too much of an ask for a few years until the structure of the registration fee is changed. The chairman brought an amendment that we put in the bill that said as of 2028, the registration fee, which we enacted here a couple of weeks ago, would be dropped by 30% so that people in Montana would essentially not be double paying for the electricity. And third, we also made the public utility that's basically supplying power to the meter to be the tax collector. And this has probably been the most controversial part of the bill because folks in general don't want to be tax collectors. But the simple fact of life is anybody who's in business is a tax collector. Whenever you do the payroll for your employees and you're subtracting state and federal withholding, Social Security tax, and even money for pensions, you're acting as a tax collector. You submit it to the state. We have lots of people in the state of Montana to collect taxes. This is not a particularly big burden for the entities, and the party which will be responsible for collecting most of the tax, Northwestern Energy, probably 80% by my guess, does not have any objections to the bill. So those are the main structural changes in the bill. I think what we've done by rewriting the bill we have simplified the administrative burden on this tax considerably. Instead of having potentially several thousand charging stations paying tax, we're boiling it down to about 29 entities in the state of Montana. As a practical matter, for probably the next 10 years, you're going to see very little tax being paid except by Northwestern Energy, a little bit by MDU, Flathead Electric, and a couple of the co-ops that are around the major cities. These charging stations are going to follow the major highways. They are, for the most part, served by Northwestern and by MDU. Thank you, and I urge a green vote on the bill.
Thank you for that discussion. There being no further discussion, does the sponsor wish to close?
Mr. Chair, thank you, and body. Remember, this 3 cent per kilowatt is not on home chargers or if you charge off your neighbor's yard. It doesn't charge. These are the ones when you're traveling at a service station or a C-store or something like that. This is not the home charger. So I would ask for a due pass, and we'll get our roads built a little more money from the electric cars. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Logie. The question now rises on the motion of Representative Logie on that under consideration of House Bill 55, it is recommended that the same do pass. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed vote no. Are there any absentee votes?
Mr. Chair, Representative Butcher votes no. Representative Essman votes aye. Representative C. Hinkle votes no. Representative Kazmaier votes aye. Representative Running Wolf votes aye. Representative Weatherwax votes aye.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change your vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chair, 94 representatives voted aye, 6 have voted no.
House Bill 55 has passed second reading. Members of the committee, you have before you your consideration House Bill 447. The clerk will read the title of the bill.
Mr. Chair, House Bill number 447, introduced by Thane, a bill for an act entitled An Act Providing for Exemptions to Imposition of Income Tax on Certain Non-Residents and Withholding by Certain Employers for Non-Resident Income in the State, Providing Exemptions to the Employer, Withholding Penalties, Amending Sections, and Providing a Delayed Effective Date and Applicability Date. Mr. Chair.
Representative Thane, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, I move that when this committee does rise and report, after having had under consideration House Bill 447, that it recommend the same do pass.
Representative Thane.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the body. I'm pleased today to present to you House Bill 447, a solution to a problem that many of you may not recognize exists. In today's workforce, many people find themselves connected to work 24/7 via their cell phones or other electronic devices. The situations that we contemplate in House Bill 447 include such things as you have a child, a relative, a friend who lives and works out of state, decides to come vacation in Montana, and while they're here, they might prepare a memo, they might answer some emails, they might take a phone call from the office. What they may not recognize that in doing so, they've incurred a Montana state income tax liability. Simply put, a non-resident who completes any employment-related activities in the state of Montana is considered to be working under current Montana statute and therefore incurs a Montana state income tax liability. So a second scenario, the University of Idaho decides to come and play a couple conference foes Thursday night at Montana State, Saturday night at Montana. The coaches, athletic trainers, all people associated with the teams are working in Montana, and they incur an income tax liability during that weekend trip. One more scenario. Let's say a regional convention is hosted at Big Sky, and attendees from out of state are compensated by their employer during their attendance. They have just incurred a Montana state income tax liability under current statute. Not only that, however, in each of those scenarios, the employer is obligated to withhold Montana state income tax, and there are penalties if they fail to do so. So the next time you or a spouse attends an out-of-state conference and are compensated, I want you to contemplate the income tax liability you might be accruing in the state you're visiting. So House Bill 447 was conceived in an effort to provide a common sense resolution to this issue. It's based on the model policies developed by COST, the Council on State Taxation, as well as the Multi-State Tax Commission. The bill you have before you today is the result of an extensive collaboration with the Montana Department of Revenue. And here are the four major provisions of the bill. First, House Bill 447 creates a 30-day safe harbor, allowing a non-resident individual to perform employment duties within the state of Montana for not more than 30 days during any given tax year. Second, it absolves the employer of the obligation to withhold Montana income tax from compensation if that employment income is excluded from Montana source income per this statute. Third, it creates reciprocity, and that's one of the keys to the bill. It creates reciprocity with other states who provide a substantially similar exclusion. And right now, there are about 30 states that are considering such legislation. So this benefits Montanans who are traveling and working while out of state. And number four, there's kind of a double negative built into the bill. There are exceptions to this exception. So I'll give you a couple examples. If a professional entertainer comes and performs a concert in Montana, makes a big payday in a single day, he or she still pays state income tax. A non-resident who purchases the winning lottery ticket in Montana still pays income tax. A non-resident who performs construction services, say a sheetrock crew from Idaho that comes into the Flathead, works for 4 weeks, and leaves, they still owe their state income tax because they're improving real property in the state. And finally, qualified production employees, think media, think filmmakers, think a current hit television show, they still pay their income tax. So that's the gist of House Bill 447. It was developed in a collaborative process with the Department of Revenue. During the committee hearing, the proponents included the Department of Revenue, major business groups from the state, accountants, taxpayer advocates, and the hospitality industry. There were no opponents, and it passed unanimously from committee. I'm about out of time, so I'll talk about the fiscal note in my closing. Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Thane. Is there any discussion? Representative Gillette.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Question for the bill sponsor.
Would the representative yield?
I certainly would.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, maybe I'll give you an opportunity to talk about the fiscal note now. I guess I'm not sure why there isn't a fiscal impact to this, Mr. Chair.
It's a perfectly legitimate question, and actually there should be in all rights. In collaboration with the Department of Revenue, and actually the genesis of this bill was discussion we had during Tax Revenue Interim Committee, they simply have not had the resources to go and collect tax from people that are part-time mobile workforce. So it's been ignored. And the director of the Department of Revenue told the Interim Tax Committee that's a problem because he can't deal with ambiguity. So rather than trying to devote resources to collect $4 from somebody who's vacationing in Montana and does a little work, they would prefer to change the statute so they can focus their resources on collecting the revenue from the bigger fish that may be in the pond.
Follow up, Mr. Chair.
Representative, do you continue to yield?
I do.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good representative. How will the department know the quote-unquote bigger fish?
So what they're doing is working with other agencies to determine if somebody's registering a vehicle in the state of Montana, if they're getting Montana hunting or fishing licenses, if there's a real estate transaction that occurs in Montana. So in that situation, they can identify somebody who's likely spending significant time in the state, who may actually be residing in the state but working remotely for an out-of-state employer. Those are the people they want to devote their time and energy to identify. So the fiscal note doesn't show any change because they simply have not been making the collections for the people that would be exempted by the 30-day safe harbor. But it will allow them to tighten their processes and really focus on those for whom there may be a larger tax liability.
Last question, Mr. Chair.
Representative, do you continue to yield?
Certainly.
Thank you. Sorry. Just trying to get it straight in my head. So let's say that, and I mean, I know a lot of families that this happens to. So let's say that a family has a baby and mom is at home and grandma comes to stay for a few months, maybe 4 months with the family to help with baby and is working remotely at that same time. Does this apply to grandma?
It does. If she works in the state of Montana for in excess of 30 days, she has Montana source income and would be responsible for her income tax liability.
Representative Fielder.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I want to speak on the bill. This bill came out of House Taxation Committee with a 21-0 vote. It's a good bill because it provides reciprocity. It helps protect Montanans that are working in another state for a day or so. If we go to a meeting, if anybody in Montana that's employed here and is getting a salary here and spends a day in another state, they would have to pay state income taxes in that state for what they earned from their salary here. So it protects a lot of Montanans by providing the reciprocity between our state and other states. Also, the second big point was that the Department of Revenue said this would be a nightmare to collect revenue from everybody that comes to Montana for one day for a meeting or something like that, and they are getting paid by another state, then we'd have to go ahead and try to track those people down to try to get their the tax that they would owe Montana. So this is a good bill, and that's why it came out 21-0 in the Taxation Committee. Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Representative Mercer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I wonder if the sponsor would yield to a question.
Representative, will you yield?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and to my friend from Missoula. Can you identify in the bill where the reciprocity provision is located? I'm having trouble finding it. And
sure.
I guess, can you also talk a little bit about that mechanism? I take it to have reciprocity, the other state would have to have adopted a similar provision, that there'd be no reciprocity unless the other state had done something similar. Is that a correct assumption?
I'll address the second point first. Yes, the other states do have to take action, or they have to be states where there is no income tax. The Council on State Taxation has taken this as one of their priority projects, and so they're working with a number of states, about 30 states right now, in order to create a situation where states have similar policies, and thus the reciprocity has greater impact. If you'll give me just a minute, I'll find for you the section on reciprocity. I apologize that it may take me a moment. Let's see here. I'm sorry. My apologies.
Yeah, my seatmate just found it.
Oh, thank you.
Page 1, line 21. Thank you, Mr.
Chair. Perfect. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. There being no further discussion, does the sponsor wish to close?
I'll close briefly, Mr. Chair. So the question might be asked, who benefits? Obviously, the Department of Revenue benefits because they're not chasing those people who may have a very inconsequential income tax burden. It benefits the employers who are not withholding tax and are in violation of Montana statute and thus subject to potential penalties. It benefits Montana workers who travel out of state and who may incur an income tax liability in another state because of the potential for reciprocity. And I think also our hospitality and tourism industry, our accountants who work with businesses and the state business organizations all recognize that this is important tax policy in terms of simplification and fairness. So with that, Mr. Chair, I urge you to pass.
Thank you, Representative. The question now arises on the motion of Representative Thane that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 447, it is recommended that these do pass. Those in favor of the motion will vote aye. Those opposed, no. Are there absentee votes?
Mr. Chair, Representative Butcher votes aye. Representative Essman votes aye. Representative C. Hinkle votes aye. Representative Kazmaier votes aye. Representative Running Wolf votes aye. Representative Weatherwax votes aye.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chair, 99 representatives have voted aye, one has voted no.
House Bill 447 has passed second reading. Members of the committee, you have before you, for your consideration, House Bill 449. What is your pleasure, Representative? Oh, the clerk will read the title of the bill.
Mr. Chair, House Bill number 449, introduced by Buckley, a bill for an act entitled, An Act Providing for Pediatric Complex Care Assistance Services under the Medicaid Program, establishing certification requirements for care assistance, allowing Medicaid coverage of care assistance services, providing rulemaking authority, amending section, and providing an effective date. Mr. Chair.
What is your pleasure, Representative Buckley?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report, after having had under consideration House Bill 449, that I recommend the same do pass.
Representative Buckley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You have the floor.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, members of the body, I am very pleased to bring before you House Bill 449 today. This is a bill dealing with... Good morning. This is a bill dealing with families who have kids with very complex care needs. And this is providing a pathway for those parents to more effectively care for their kids and to get reimbursed for it. The bill does two things. The first is that it lays out a pathway for certification for these parents and caregivers to get certified to properly care for their kids. And second, it ensures that these parents, instead of a certified nursing assistant or registered nurse, can be the ones who get reimbursed by Medicaid to care for their kids. These are kids who have very complex needs, who may need to end up in a skilled nursing facility. They require to be healthy and cared for. They require round-the-clock care. So in every single case that we're dealing with, these kids are already eligible for Medicaid coverage for reimbursement of nursing facilities. The issue that we've run into in this state is that in many of our rural communities and in many of our communities in general, we don't have we don't have skilled caregivers, nurses who are available to take care of their kids. And as we heard in testimony, a lot of these parents are finding that the nurses they are able to find are not able to give their kids the adequate care they need. So this was developed in collaboration with the parents, with pediatricians, with the department, and now with the administration as well, to look at models that other states have used to say, let's provide a pathway for these parents to end up getting certified as their family's caregiver, as their kid's caregiver, and then end up getting reimbursed for that. It does it, again, just the last thing I'll say here, it does it two ways. One is in Section 2, it asks for the state to request an amendment to our Medicaid plan, and then also to seek a waiver. So those are the two possible pathways. Again, because other states have done this, there are good examples of how the department might do this, but it lays out quite a bit of rulemaking that the department will have to engage in terms of creating that certification pathway. The pediatricians who've thought a lot about this and are the ones who are empowering parents and teaching parents oftentimes first at the hospital and then when they go home how to care for their kids with tracheostomies, et cetera, they have offered to create all of this material. So it should be simple for the families that this will affect. I think it's going to be life-changing. So with that, I ask for a do pass. Happy to have a discussion about this on the floor or afterwards. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Representative Sheldon Galloway.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to speak to the bill.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm for this bill. I'm an advocate for life. When I think of these parents that have chosen life for their child, only having a slight idea of how hard it was going to be to watch a child 24/7, caring, loving, serving them. They chose life. As I watched one of the parents with a child bound to a wheelchair come into our committee, I saw a tenderness and love, an unbreakable bond between those parents and the child that only comes by the minute-by-minute care. This kind of parenting is exhausting. But love is a verb. It's an action verb. One other mother shared the drain of the 24-hour watch. Any minute of any day, at any time, her daughter could pull out one of her breathing tubes, kink one of her hoses, soil her clothes. She was just asking for some kind of reprieve. Personally, we have watched my husband's family attend the needs of his nephew until he passed away at age 14. So we have two options. We can bring help into the home, or we can assist the parents financially and stay in the home. Because every set of parents that came in to testify, one of them have had to give up their job to be able to attend the needs in a professional way to tend their child. No one, and I say no one, loves their child as a parent does. Let's give these children the best care and allow these parents to be in their home. Please vote yes.
There being no further discussion, does the sponsor wish to close? The sponsor has waved off and closed. The question now rises on the motion of Representative Buckley that when the committee does rise and report after having heard House Bill 449, it is recommended the same do pass. Those in favor of the motion, vote aye. Those opposed, no. Are there any absentee votes?
Mr. Chair, Representative Butcher votes aye. Representative Essman votes no. Representative C. Hinkle votes aye. Representative Kazmaier votes aye. Representative Running Wolf votes aye. Representative Weatherwax votes aye.
Has everyone, every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chair, 99 representatives have voted aye. One has voted no.
House Bill 449 has passed second reading. The chair recognizes Majority Leader Vinton.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee rise and report.
You heard the motion of the Majority Leader Vinton. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes have it, and so ordered.
Mr. Speaker, we, your Committee of the Whole, having had under consideration business on second reading, recommend as follows.
Mr. Speaker, I am deeply grateful and moved to adopt the committee report. What's that? Oh, my phone. Okay.
You've heard the motion to adopt the committee report. All those in favor vote aye, and those opposed vote no. Clerk, record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 91 members have voted aye, 0 have voted no.
Committee report has been adopted. Thank you, Representative Yakowicz. Order business number 8, third reading of bills.
Mr. Speaker, House Bill 297, introduced by Welch, a bill for an act entitled Revise Video Gambling Machine Taxes to Allow a Deduction for Negative Income.
House Bill 297 has been read three several times. The question is, shall the bill be passed by the House? All those in favor vote aye, and those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 88 representatives have voted aye, 5 have voted no.
House Bill 297 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, House Bill 355, introduced by Fitzpatrick, a bill for an act entitled Appropriate Funds for Local Government Infrastructure Projects.
House Bill 355, I've been read three several times. The question is, shall the bill be passed by the House? All those in favor vote aye, and those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 77 representatives have voted aye, 15 have voted no.
House Bill 355 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, House Bill 362, introduced by Baum, a bill for an act entitled Revised Laws Related to the Crisis Intervention Team Training Program.
House Bill 362, I've been read three several times. The question is, shall the bill be passed by the House? All those in favor vote aye, and those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 69 representatives have voted aye, 24 have voted no.
House Bill 362 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, House Bill 375, introduced by Fitzpatrick, a bill for an act entitled Appropriate Funds to Pave Road Providing Access to Lost Creek State Park.
House Bill 375, I've been read three several times. The question is, shall the bill be passed by the House? All those in favor vote aye, and those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 52 representatives have voted aye, 39 have voted no.
House Bill 375 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, House Bill 377, introduced by Rexton, a bill for an act entitled Create a 250th Commission for Montana.
House Bill 377, having been read three several times. The question is, shall the bill be passed by the House? All those in favor vote aye, and those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 88 representatives have voted aye, 5 have voted no.
House Bill 377 has passed the House.
That is all, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number 9, motions. Majority Leader Vinton.
Mr. Speaker, I move to re-refer House Bill 449, provide for certified pediatric complex care assistant services, to the Appropriations Committee. Mr. Speaker.
Without objection, so ordered. Order business number 10, unfinished business.
None, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number 11, special orders of the day.
None, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number 12, announcement of committee meetings. Representative Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Appropriations will be in at 8 a.m. Monday morning. 8 at 8 a.m. Monday morning. Continue in House Bill 2.
Representative Carlson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Human Services will meet Monday and every other day next week at 3 o'clock.
Representative Fielder.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Taxation Committee will meet at 9 o'clock on Tuesday morning. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Marshall.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Business and Labor Monday morning, 8 a.m. Three bills also. We had three subcommittees going Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 8 a.m. Thank you.
Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Education, 3 o'clock Monday, four bills.
Representative Regeer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Judiciary, Monday morning, 8 a.m.
Representative Dooling.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House State Administration, Tuesday morning, 9 a.m.
Representative Logie.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Transportation will not meet until Wednesday at 3 o'clock.
Representative Gunderson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Natural Resources, Monday, 3 p.m., three bills.
Representative Brewster.
Local government, Mr. Speaker, local government will not meet till Thursday.
Majority Leader Vinton.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House adjourn and reconvene Monday, the 49th legislative day at 1 p.m.
All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, no. And the ayes have it. And the House will reconvene at 1 p.m. Monday, March 13th. The House is adjourned.